You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Some news in the draft. Boise State running back Jay Ajay, his knee, they rechecked it and apparently did not come out looking good for him, so they are nervous about that. And more stuff heating up, by the way, between Phillip Rivers and going to the Titans. There's been a lot of talk about that coming up. Be pretty wild.
Yes, it would. Titans would be very relevant in the AFC South immediately, wouldn't they?
Very quickly, yes, in that they'd be battling out with Andrew Luck there to go ahead and see what happens. 216-578-0850. A lot of talk about Marcus Mariota, our guy at WebDog61, checking in and saying, you know, what about Browns take Mariota 12, create competition, make one or both guys better. Either way, we win. Plus, both guys are the same style, which is good for Flip. We have a steady backup and mentor, too. And he said, I wouldn't trade up, but I would trade 12 to Philly for Bradford and 20. That's a good gamble. So if Mariota's there and you can make a trade that gets you a quarterback and a pick, or you get Mariota, I'm fine with that, too.
I am as well. That's best case scenario. And I heard that talked about this morning on the really big show with Riz. And they had their own, you know, draft football analyst on, not Tony Grossi, somebody else, but talking about that same scenario. Would you feel comfortable? I mean, I feel like in Sam Bradford, you're getting a premier franchise quarterback.
Who hasn't proven it, though. He hasn't even played full seasons.
You're right.
You're getting the tools.
You're getting the tools of a franchise quarterback. Fine. And the skill set of a franchise quarterback that has to prove it. And then also, too, you still have another pick. You know, that's the key thing for me is talent at the quarterback position in the first round, however, via trade with Sam Bradford or somehow with Marcus Mariota, and still having that bonus pick from last year's draft via trade is huge.
Yep, and you still would have that, exactly. I think that's very important for the Browns to do. Don't mortgage multiple assets to move up. That's what I'm saying for the Cleveland Browns. Don't do that. I hope that they don't. We won't know for another couple of weeks, but then we will know very, very quickly. Let's go to Jerry in Medina. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Jerry.
What's up, Jerry?
Jerry,
you dropped.
He's not there anymore. All right, Jerry.
Call back, Jerry.
Call back if you're so inclined. This question comes to us from Jay Roland 14. What are the chances the Browns drafting Bryce Petty in the second, third round? Will he even be there? And he says, no, Bradford, no.
Okay, well, we just heard from Dan Shanka about Bryce Petty. He wasn't.
And I agree with him. I don't like his footwork.
He wasn't liking a Bryce Petty.
No, don't like his footwork. Don't like his style. I think that he's right there on the money about Bryce Petty. I don't. That's not the guy that I like for the Browns. Now, could they go that way? Of course they could. He's kind of in that conversation.
Sure.
Brett Hundley, Garrett Grayson. Now, Shanka, you can tell, is a little bit old school. That's why he doesn't like the guys that have problems.
The new trouble.
And he likes Sean Mannion because he's, quote-unquote, a pro-style quarterback. Now, Mannion had every opportunity at the Senior Bowl to stand out, and he did not do that. I don't think his arm's that great. He has put up some good numbers when he had Brandon Cooks and Marcus Wheaton at Oregon State, but did not sustain that this year. Had a very tough season. I've watched some tape on him. Maybe you could see it. You could see flashes in the right system at the right time. I just don't know if that's – I don't know that Sean Mannion is the answer.
No, I don't either. But I'll say what, you know, Dan Shanka, what I loved about is the fact that, you know, he talked about, well, us, you know, like him and his staff, because he is the general manager of www.ourlads.com and his site. But it's like he was just professional about there's guys that we like and there's guys that we don't, you know, whereas most – draft analysts will give you perspective on every guy, you know, and talk a little bit about, or a lot about the positive, a little bit about the negative. But there were some guys that he wouldn't touch, and you got to give him props because he's building it as if, you know, he's building his reputation based around who he likes and he doesn't. And he's very professional when it comes to that. I like that about Dan.
I like that as well. I thought he was good. We've got a good stable. We're going to have a lot of draft experts leading up to the draft here going forward. What did you think yesterday, Matt, of some of the comments? Alex Boone making those comments about Jim Harbaugh, saying he didn't really even like him as a coach and you wanted to punch him and you got tired of his whole act. I thought this was interesting. He said Harbaugh wore out his welcome. He pushed guys too hard. Chris Culliver, who played on those teams, says it's funny how people talk about you when you're not around, but they're quiet in your face. 3 out of 4 years we went to the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. That's what we play for. That's what he brung. He's a great coach. Respect him.
I agree. I agree with Chris Culliver's comments in reference to Alex Boone.
So how does that play the next time Chris Culliver and Alex Boone run into each other in the locker
room? That'll be fine. The bygones will be bygones because it's like they have, you know, they're both with different teams and it, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter anymore. There won't be any beef between the two of them. But what first comes to my mind is I'm excited the fact that he's the head coach at the University of Michigan because if he had professional athletes, and this is, again, a Ohio State bias comment, is if he had problems in some regards with a certain percentage of the roster on a professional team who are paid millionaires to do their job and they felt like they were getting pushed too hard, it's going to be very difficult for some high school kids under on scholarship to be pushed that very hard under the NCAA rules. And also, too, you know, how will the, you know, graduation rates and the emphasis on school and recruiting, it'll be kind of a slippery slope, I think it could be, for Jim Harbaugh. But he'll be received for a few years, and I'd say he has 3 years there at Michigan to get it right, doing it his way before he'll soon be on the highway, because they're paying him a significant amount of money. He's one of their own. And those two things, which is why he'll get 3 years. And if that doesn't turn around and they don't put emphasis on competing for a Big Ten championship and in doing so beating Ohio State, he'll be on his way too.
Yes, he will. I think it's going to be good for the rivalry.
I do too. It'll be great for the rivalry. But like I said, if you're having a hard time getting a 23-year-old with millions of dollars who's doing this as a profession and you control their job, buying in and doing whatever it takes, especially as Chris Culliver said, NFC championship games and a Super Bowl appearance, what's an 18-year-old kid going to do, you know what I mean, who's the third running back on the roster? You know, as he accumulates more talent and has top five recruiting classes, it's going to be exactly what the Cleveland Browns are trying to do, accumulate talent, have them all kill each other under Harbaugh's watchful eye, and only the best will play. And that will fly for some and not for others. And that's where, you know, and I know Urban Meyer's doing something very similar to Ohio State, so it's not too far-fetched. It's just a matter of how quickly can he implement the winning down, or up there, rather, at Michigan.
When we come back, we're going to wrap things up here on a Fast Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The players are back. Last chance to get your questions in, 216-578-0850, or tweet me at Nathan Zagura, @Browns_Daily. Wrapping things up right after this.